From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama delivered a statement on Guantanamo earlier today from the White House. His administration is presenting to U.S. lawmakers his plan to close a controversial military prison.
For many years, it's been clear that the detention facility at Guantanamo Bay does not advance our national security. It undermines it. This is not just my opinion. This is the opinion of experts. This is the opinion of many in our military. It's counterproductive to our fight against terrorists because they use it as propaganda in their efforts to recruit. It drains military resources. With nearly $450 million spent last year alone to keep it running.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Defense Department is expected to deliver a report to Congress Tuesday on how to close a military detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. You can read more on the president's comments at voanews.com. Syria said Tuesday it accepts a ceasefire plan proposed by the United States and Russia that would begin on Saturday. A government statement said the military will continue its operations against the Islamic State and al-Qaeda-linked groups. A water crisis in India's capital will take up to 2 weeks to fix, according to authorities there Tuesday. Taps ran dry after protesters sabotaged a canal to demand better treatment for their caste. Jat caste groups have called out their protests on Monday after the government in the state of Haryana accepted their demands following days of riots, arson, and looting that saw troops deployed. This is VOA News.